Welcome to Buzz Talk Business Show. Each episode, we bring you news and interviews with local businesses, discuss business tips and advice on how to get started or the best out of your business. Welcome to Buzz Talk Business Show.
Well, this is very different. This is very, very different. This is actually quite relaxed. You know, I've got my drink, no headphones. We're just chatting. I'm here with Victoria. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
From Cool Merchandise. So this is going to be a very interesting interview. It's going to be something which is, I'm just getting into Cool Merchandise and what you do, like Marvel and DC and stuff.
Nice, it's never too late.
It isn't, is it? But, you know, obviously you've been in it all your life, practically.
Yes, in the last, I've been working for Cool Merch for 3 years now, and yeah. I love it. It's basically my life as I collect toys and everything, and Ben merchandise as well. So to me, it's like the dream job.
So you're manager of Cool Merchandise in Camberley, but before that, you run an online business selling.
Not online. So I used to sell on toy fairs and Comic Con. So I had my vintage toys and collectibles business as well. So I used to do that. So I know a lot about toys.
You refer to them as toys. But they're more collectibles, aren't they? It's not the sort of thing you give to your kids to play with, is it?
No, of course. But it was, you know, when I was a kid, it was a toy. But it turned into a collectible now, basically.
Because, I can just imagine, you know, the kids these days going up to their dad's, you know, cupboard and say, oh, look, there's an AT-AT up there. Can I just take that down and play? And then the dad's going, like, no, that stays up there in the box.
That's Daddy's toy. Don't touch that.
I mean, we have all got, you know, little memorabilia from when we were kids in boxes, just in case it's that one which makes us rich. So, you know, do you have any at home yourself?
So I do have a huge collection, but I keep some in boxes still, and some when I buy, sometimes I buy two. So one to open and display and one to keep it in a box.
People used to do that with cars. Yeah, the little matchbox cars.
I used to have a lot. I used to have all the Durago and some Corgi cars as well. Yeah, I used to love it.
Because they, you know, it's just everywhere at the moment. Merchandise is just everywhere. And it's taking such, you know, such a thing to go up as well. You know, it's not down here anymore. It's right up here. Everyone's buying it. Yeah. So what sort of people do you get in your shop?
Oh, we get everyone, to be honest. We get really young kids who know more about Marvel than me. Seriously. We get some like 4 or 5 years old kids coming in and pointing at the cabinet. It's like, oh, that's Miles Morales from Spider-Man. Oh, that's Gwen from Spider-Man. And they know every single character. It's amazing. It is really good to see. But of course, that's mostly like the parents' influence. And it's just nice to see they are passing down this whole information and knowledge and everything. It's really good.
I mean, they've from the 80s, they've grown up with it. So now their children are growing up and their grandchildren are growing up with it as well.
Exactly.
But it's not just about Marvel and DC and Batman now, because you do a lot more. You know, you've got your Friends section as well. Friends is very popular at the moment.
It is very popular. I think everyone is rewatching Friends. I do love Friends. Sometimes I put it on Netflix and I just clean or something, but it's good to have it in the background. So I used to love Friends, but we do have the new Funko Pops as well.
Yeah.
And Chandler, bless him. We have all the new Funkos of him as well. We have all the merchandise. We have mugs. We have posters. We have so many things.
I mean, I remember when back in the 90s, I mean, we couldn't afford, when we got our first flat, we couldn't afford pictures and things like that to go on the walls. So we bought posters of Friends and put them in those hanging things. You know, so we had those hanging up on the wall because we couldn't afford pictures or anything like that. I mean, you look at those posters now, you know, they're still out there. They're still really, really iconic.
It is very, very popular. So we actually have a special offer on posters. It's £3 a poster.
Yeah.
So I think that's a billy bargain. Seriously, that's a very good price. And also when people buy a frame, we can frame it for them. Okay. And they get the poster for free.
Oh, wow.
So it's really good. But we have every poster from order like comic, you know, characters.
Yeah.
We have classic movies like James Bond. We have anime ones.
Yeah, Doctor Who.
Different. We do have Doctor Who. Yeah, we do have Doctor Who.
Because when we were kids, you know, we used to go, we used to get a bit of blue sack, stick it on the wall. There we go. No one does that anymore. It's framed or they're on hangers because they don't want to ruin the poster.
Yes, exactly. So I'm exactly the same. So I actually bought a few frames from cool merchandise because I have a few signed posters as well.
Yeah.
And of course, I want to keep it in, you know, in a very good condition. If I glue it on the wall and everything, I don't want to ruin the poster.
So you say, do you sell like signed merchandise as well?
We don't, but we always recommend it. We get people coming in buying the posters before they go to Comic-Con to get it signed there. So I think that's a very good idea as well. That's what I did too.
Oh, okay. So you still go to Comic-Cons yourself?
I do. When I can, of course.
Do you dress up?
Not anymore.
Who was your character when you used to go?
I went as Cara Dune from Mandalorian.
Okay, yeah.
So I dressed up and I'm actually I do want to get back into cosplay. I'm actually making cosplay from Elden Ring, the game. So I'm a big fan, so I'm making a cosplay for that. It just takes a long time.
It does, because you want to get it right, don't you?
Exactly.
These cosplayers, their attention to detail is unbelievable.
Exactly. But even then, we get kids coming into the store and they dress up sometimes for the weekend or something. Yeah. And it's just so nice to see like little Harry Potters, you know, running around in the store, or they're wearing like a little like Superman outfit.
Because I've seen Iron Man wandering around a few times at the weekends. Yes. You know, you get the Iron Man outfits and the helmets and everything.
Exactly.
But you've got, you know, all that stuff. You've got your superheroes, you've got your friends. But the one thing I love about cool merchandise is the t-shirts.
Yes.
Because your t-shirts, they are original, they're authentic. It's official merchandise.
It's officially licensed.
Someone said to me the other day, they said, cool merchandise, their t-shirts are really, really expensive. I said, yeah, but you could buy one off Amazon, which is a fake knockoff. The money does not go to the stars,
yes,
to the groups, you know, it goes to whoever has made the t-shirt.
Yes.
So at least with your way, you know that basically that the percentage of that is going to go to the group.
Yes. So all of our merchandise is officially licensed.
Yeah.
So it's the same with music, t-shirts. We have records as well in store, and we have all the mugs. We have patches as well. Very old school, like band patches. And that's very popular as well now. I see all the teenagers building a battle jacket again.
Yeah,
and they got all their like sewn patches. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, I see the old denim jacket. They got denim jackets and the old mod things coming back as well.
Yes,
so, but you said records. I mean, what is a record? I mean, I haven't seen
vinyls.
A record.
Yeah,
vinyls. I mean, so you've got to buy a record player because you haven't got a record player. You have to buy one.
That is actually, believe it or not, like teenagers are really into it at the moment. So they actually have record players and they're collecting all the vinyls, all the records. So that's really in at the moment. And I see some of the bands that was really popular in the 80s, 90s, and they're buying all the records for them. It's really good to see they are getting into these bands as well I grown up on. It's really good.
Before like records came to kind of an end,
It's happening again. The voice.
They did produce a laser that actually read the grooves on the record, and it came out the same quality as a CD. Obviously, everyone likes the old style, the needle and the hiss. It kind of makes it. Yes.
I mean, I remember CDs coming in, and it was a great thing. Like, look, you can listen to it. There's no hiss. There's no crackle. It's just pure sound. It's silence. And now people are buying records because they want the hiss, the crackle, and everything.
Exactly. Or some people, they just collect it.
Yeah.
So they still keep it in the packaging. They just collect it because it looks really good on the wall as well.
Yeah, because you buy album frames.
We actually sell those as well.
You sell those as well?
The frames for the... Yeah, we do.
Even cassette tapes are coming back as well.
Yes, it is.
Now you're just talking gibberish. Sometimes. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And, cassette tapes. I remember buying singles, cassette tape singles.
Yes.
So they were like,
I remember.
They were like 15 minutes long. You had two tracks. You had two tracks on it.
Yeah. I remember. I used to walk around with my Walkman as well.
Oh, we're going back here. Another nostalgic trip down memory lane. But anyway, back to cool merchandise.
Yes.
So you've got a list of things there. What would you like to mention?
So Christmas is coming up.
Yes.
So we have so many things on special offer. So we have all the different Pokemon cards on offer now as well. So we have the single pack so for £3.50.
Yeah.
So that is really good.
Are they still popular, Pokemon?
It is extremely popular.
I mean, I remember my kids when the Pokemon game came out and they would run around outside and go to the park and things like that. Are things like that still popular?
Yes, it's very popular, actually. So we get every age coming in buying Pokemon cards. So you get people, you know, you get all the kids, 4 or 5 years old. It's like, oh, Pokemon cards. They are really into it. And you get all the parents coming in and even grandparents buying it for their kids. It's really good to see.
I mean, I remember when I was a kid. I mean, that was a long time ago. I know. I thought I'd get in there first. But we had football cards. And so they were stickers and you had albums and things like that. So
yes, the Panini ones.
Yes, right. Yes. You used to stick them in. And when you had everyone, it was amazing. Are there, with Pokemon, do you still get like cards where there's like only one or two of each one? So
we do have, we don't sell single Pokemon cards, but we do have like some special boxes where they have only where they have the promotional card inside. You can only get in the boxes, but we also sell the Panini ones as well and the albums.
Oh, okay.
So we do have like Wednesday one. Wednesday is a really popular Netflix show as well. We have that. We have Dragon Ball ones as well. All the Panini albums and the cards, the stickers you can put in. It's really good.
Here's the whole difference. I'm going to have to take a better look. Normally I walk into cool merchandise and I go, it's too expensive, I can't afford it, and turn around and walk out again. But I think I'm going to have to actually venture in to see what's happening.
We have so many items. It's so many amazing things. People normally do a few laps to take it all in.
Do you get that? No, I'm just looking. Can I help you? No, I'm just looking. Thank you.
That is all good. We always let our customers look around and everything. We don't pressure them into, you know, talking to us, but we are more than happy to help them. We get customers come in with pictures. It's like, oh, that's a character from an anime. I don't have a clue. Could you please help me? So we show them the anime. We show all the different characters you can get from there, all the T-shirts, all the figures, posters.
Yeah.
And they are so grateful for it, of course.
You must get that because kids and teenagers, you know, they're into their anime. And so yes. You get the parents, the grandparents go in and go, oh, they're interested in anime. And you sort of go, well what sort? And they go, I don't know.
So when this happens, we normally recommend the popular ones. Or we show them a few characters from different anime.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, do you recognize this one? Maybe your daughter or your son watching this one. Do you recognize any characters? So we have something to, you know, to build up on.
Yes, yeah.
And but we actually have a really good offer as well. We have 50% off on selected anime figures. So at the moment, so that's been really popular as well.
Fantastic. Well, it's been great talking to you.
It's very good.
And do you know what? I'm cool merchandise. It's always been that shop you walk past and you look in the window and go, oh, that looks nice. That looks nice. And you have those, but you've got a Chucky doll in the window at the moment.
Yes, he's wearing a Santa hat as well. So I I put a Santa hat. And actually, someone bought it last week, bought one. And he was like, okay, I would like Chucky, but can I please keep the Santa hat?
Really?
Yes, of course. So he really liked it. So we gave him the Santa hat.
There was I walked past the other day and there was a dad, okay, and he had his daughter go and they went up to it and the dad went, look, and this daughter, I'm not kidding, she was about four. She went, Chucky! I thought my kids, when they were four, they'd be running away from her.
kids love Chucky and Annabelle nowadays.
Annabelle's so spooky.
And it's so creepy. I'm 35 years old and I'm scared of Chucky still. and kids running in. It's like, look, it's Chucky and look, it's Pennywise. And I'm like, oh my God. But it's good. It's really good.
It's I mean, the way that the whole family is embracing, you know, your shop is absolutely amazing. From all the way from 4-year-olds all the way up to grandparents.
It is.
It's great. And it's been wonderful having you in today.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's
been amazing.
And do you know what? I think we need to do something. In there's obviously you change your stock all the time.
Yes. So we get deliveries twice a week. So we get new stock in almost every day.
Okay.
Like we get so many things and we have different things, all the new and hip stuff as well, and all the classic ones as well. So, and with the band T-shirts as well, we always as customers as well what they would like to see, and we can order it in for them. So any bands they are after, but it's the same with all the merchandise we sell as well. We can always have a look for them.
Okay, so predictions then. A prediction for next year. What is going to be the big thing? What do you think?
Oh, that is a very, very hard question. It's so many things out at the moment.
Yeah.
It's I know Five Nights at Freddy's, we do have a lot of merchandise for it. That is really in at the moment. I think some gaming merchandise.
Okay.
Will be big. And you never know what they are releasing next year, all the comic movies and everything.
Because of the Marvel, obviously the strike, everything is going to be released next year, isn't it?
Yes, and of course, Stranger Things. So the new season of Stranger Things, I'm really hoping it's going to be out season. Next year. Last season.
I started watching Stranger Things, and we got, I think, to the end of the first season, and I was like, do you know what? I don't think I can commit fully to this anymore. Because it was such a long road to travel.
It is, but it's full of 80s references and Easter eggs. So I think that's I don't know. It brings back memories.
Okay.
And it's the same. Teenagers love it. So yeah. they do love it. It was. I remember when the latest season was released, and he was playing Master of Puppets.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie was playing it, and all the teenagers were buying the Metallica T-shirts. Well,
it's like the Kate Bush.
That's amazing.
It's like the Kate Bush,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah. You know? Exactly.
Exactly the same situation. You know, they played it, and all of a sudden, it's back number one.
Yes,
again.
Yes.
You know, so just goes to show you how things change through the influence of media like that.
Exactly, exactly.
Great. So thank you very much, Victoria.
You.
And
thank you so
we
much.
Look forward to speaking to you soon.
I would love to have
Fantastic.
Be here again. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening. And remember, we are always looking for existing and new businesses to talk to. So if you'd like to be part of our Buzz Talk business show, email us at info@buzzpodcast.co.uk. You can find us on Apple, Amazon, Google and Spotify. And remember to check our website, buzzpodcast.co.uk. So till next time, stay positive and we can help push your business forward.